Random Samplings of a Logical Mind, I'm Lynn Woolley. The Perils and the Privileges of Panhandling. Issue 1, Panhandling has its privileges. Begging for money at street corners has become a major industry in cities of all sizes. So what do we do about it? Remember, the famous Chicago gangster Al Capone was finally jailed on a tax evasion charge, and you may have wondered whether panhandlers pay income taxes on the money they take in. The answer is almost certainly no. No self-respecting street beggar is going to actually report income to the IRS. And here's the kicker. The tax code allows gifts up to $15,000 per year before the gift tax kicks in. And even then, taxes would be paid by the donor and not the recipient. However, if a panhandler decided to report his income and it's less than $15,010, he could be eligible for an earned income credit. Of course, to get the credit, he'd need to file a tax return and have an address for the refund to be sent to. Issue 2, Houston's Tough Love. Here's something you may not know. Panhandling, begging for money, is protected by the First Amendment as a form of free speech. Of course, you don't have to give beggars free money. You don't have to feel guilty for not forking over the cash. Back in 2017, Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner asked residents not to give money to them, but rather to redirect funds to agencies that work with the homeless. He called his campaign Meaningful Change, Not Spare Change. He's right. It's time to stop enabling. When you give free money to someone for doing nothing more than standing on a street corner with a clever sign, you're encouraging that person not to work. Mayor Turner's Tough Love campaign is designed to get homeless people off the street and hopefully into a job, or at least get help for the mentally ill and the druggies. Issue 3. Ignore the signs. I'm always fascinated by the signs that the street beggars shove in front of me when I'm stopped at a red light. My guess is that they are accomplished in writing them and in how to present them. Note that they are almost always written in magic marker on ragged cardboard. That's to show you how down and out they are. They know how to make you feel guilty by mentioning their family or their veteran status. They often use the term God bless to let you know how spiritual they are. Sometimes I like to interact. It's appropriate to point out how many jobs are available right now and ask why they don't apply for one. I've also thought of asking for a W-9 form so I can turn the donation in to the IRS. I've also considered making my own sign on a ragged piece of cardboard saying, "I earn my money, so should you." Stay tuned for more random samplings of a logical mind. I'm Lynn Woolley.